Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a beautiful story. There's a special beauty, I think, in any story about children. And this is a story about children and the Rebbe. So we have two beautiful aspects to the story. Story about the Rebbe is beautiful. Story about children is beautiful. And here we have them both together. It's a story about the Bergstein family. Now, you may have heard of the Bergstein family. Chaim Moshe Bergstein is a rabbi who heads the Chabad of Farmington Hills, Michigan. I actually happen to know Rabbi Bergstein. In fact, he was here in Cincinnati, where I live, about a month ago. He made a beautiful Farbrangen. Maybe it was 2 months ago. I was actually in my son-in-law's home, and I had the special merit of being able to attend the Farbrangen, this gathering. So in any case, the Bergstein family entered Yechidus as private audience with the Rebbe in the year 1955. Now, that's when I was a very, very, very little boy. So Rabbi Bergstein's a little bit older than me. But anyway, the audience began, and the Rebbe addressed the small children in the family one by one. "How many strings do your tzitzis have all together?" the Rebbe asked young Chaim Moshe. Chaim Moshe said, "I don't know." The Rebbe asked him next, "Did you ever receive money?" Chaim Moshe said, "Yes." He had gotten money before. "Did you count your money?" the Rebbe asked him with a smile. "Of course," said Chaim Moshe. Then the Rebbe smiled a very, very big smile, and he said, "If you count money and other things that are just temporary, they don't last forever, then surely you should also count things that are forever things, such as tzitzis." Now, this story, we don't know exactly what happened after that. Did Chaim Moshe say anything? But we do know that this Chaim Moshe grew up to be a very, very important rabbi who was very, very learned. And he also has brought many, many, many people to a very great appreciation and understanding of Torah mitzvahs, helped people to become observant more in Torah mitzvahs. And he's certainly impacted thousands and thousands of people in his life in a very, very positive way. But what's the message of the story? Many times we are well aware of numbers of things that are temporary things. How much money we have in the bank, how many cars we own, how many suits we own, and so forth. But the things that are forever, things that last forever, which are mitzvahs, Torah, sometimes we're not so aware of what we have. And just like a businessman is very, very involved in his business, so too our attitude towards Torah mitzvah should be at least like a businessman or a businesswoman. Someone who runs a business has to know what's going on with their business. If they don't know what's going on with their business is not going to last very long. The same thing, we should be equally aware and very involved with our main business, which is learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. It's true, we have to also earn a living. And if we have our own business, then we have to make sure to run it properly. If we're working for somebody else, we have to make sure to show up on time and do the job correctly. But we should never forget, and we must always remember, that we also have a business, which is the business of being a Jew, learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, or being a Noahide, someone who is committed to the seven commandments of the children of Noah. But our relationship with Hashem is a very, very important business. It's important for us to be very, very much up on exactly where we're up to with it and to know about how we are progressing. Just like a businessman knows if the business is growing, we also have to be sure that our Torah mitzvah is growing. And this way we'll certainly bring Mashiach quicker. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.